And we are continuing our previous shiur. This is actually the sixth shiur v'siyata d'shmaya on the topic of malchus, that a melech does not require new mashicha, and a kohen gadol does require new mashicha. And we've been ma'arich on this topic, Baruch Hashem, we've seen the flaws. And now we'll continue again based on the Torah of Marina Rabbeinu Ben Gadol, Toysuk Manzatzal, whose Yuritzai is actually today. So what's interesting that we noted in a previous shiur is that the Rambam in Hilchos Klein Mikdash 4:20, when he talks about a Yerusha B'Kohen Gadol, he brings the Pasuk Legabe the Melech, Hu Banav Bekerav Kol Yisrael. Based on what we explained, they're two completely different yanim. The melech's malchus starts with the original king, the first one, David, and then it goes throughout the generations automatically. It's automatic. Whereas Kohen Gadol needs each one, even though there's Yerusha, but each one needs a new Mashicha, a new Minui. So how do you bring the pasuk of a melech for the Kohen Gadol? And we even saw previous shiur that there are three different psukim at least that we have to tell us that there's Yerusha by Kohen Gadol. Why do you have to come on to the pasuk by a melech? So we have to go into the Tshuvas HaRashbo, who talks about Yerusha Shliach Tzibur. He writes as follows: Ve'od Shafil lo haya ha'ov Yochol lamoid b'shimushoy im ha'ben roi lekach avo pi sheyesh acher roi mimenu shurat adin shehu kodem lechol adam ki lefi ma shani roeh mimenhag otan mekomot habanim mitmanim midat hatzibur chazanim tachat avot v'chulei. וכלל גדול אמרו בכל ענייני המינויים שמהבן ראוי קודם לכל אדם וכולי ואפילו כהן גדול. So he says that when the son can take over for the father, even though there's others that are more fitting, the son comes first, because that's the minhag. The minhag is that the children are appointed in place of the fathers. And the klal gadol is b'chol minyanei haminuyim, that if the son was roi, he's before everybody else, even a Kohen Gadol. So the Chasam Sofer, in the aforementioned shiur that we've been discussing in previous shiurim, is Tameya. Pasach b'minag, b'siyem b'chiyuv mikro. He starts off with the fact that it's the minag that the son takes over as a shliach tzibur. And then he concludes that it's a pasuk. V'im hu chiyuv, ma'itayim l'chayav ha'yirusha mitzad ha'minhag? Chiyev v'yirusha mitzad ha'minhag? So the Chasam Sofer wonders that if it's a chiyuv, why was he m'chayev v'yirusha mitzad minhag? It's mamash a chiyuv. We have from the Kohen Gadol, we have a pasuk. So why is he bringing minhag? So you can look there and see what the Chasam Sofer explained. So Moreno Verbena Zatzal explains the Rashba as follows: She'ilu haya haminui rak le'eser shanim v'met, v'day lo shayach yirusha she'tehe yoter mehamorish. If the minui was only for 10 years and he died. So then the Yerusha can't be more than what the Meirish is giving. And if so, if we understand that an appointment of a Shliach Tzibur is a temporary appointment, and the appointment's for as long as the Shliach Tzibur is alive, then Yerusha wouldn't be Shaykh. Because on more than the lifetime of the Meirish, of the one bequeathing the job, he didn't have rights himself. The Meirish only had rights as long as he's alive. He doesn't have rights after he dies. So how could he give that over to his son when he doesn't have the rights himself? And on that, the Rashba writes, and on that, the Rashba writes that Kevin Shenagu Yerusha Bezeh Harei Behechreach She'ein Minui Hashatz Minui Lizman Ela Minui Leolam. Since there's a Minig Yerusha, it must be that the Minui Shliach Tzibur is not a Minui Lizman, it's not a temporary Minui, but rather it's a permanent Minui. For you see from the fact that they appoint the child. So he had a minui permanent, forever. Just he died. So that sort of can rain on the party. He can't continue being Shliach Tzibur. And since that's the case, there's Yerusha Daraisa, because it's really his, and that goes weiter. It's his permanently, and that goes weiter to his child. And that's why the Rashba brings from the Sukkim of Kohen Gadol. So we start off with the Minug. The Minug shows us from the fact that they give it to the child that the Minu is permanent. Ah, the Minu is permanent. So then we have a source d'oraisa for Minui. That is Yerusha by Kohen Gadol, by Shliach Tzibur. And why did the Rashba bring the din of Yerusha's Kohen Gadol Dafka? Because Shliach Tzibur is not a minui of sroro. It's not a minui of rulership over others. But rather it's a schus shel atzmoi lio Shliach Tzibur. It's his own rights in being a Shliach Tzibur. V'zeh dami lekohen gadol. So this isn't sroro on others. He just has his own rights to be Shliach Tzibur. And that's like the Kohen Gadol, who isn't appointed together with his descendants. He's just appointed independently. But there's still a Din Yerusha, like we explained at length in the previous shiurim, that the Din Melech, he gets his appointed as king, and it goes to all of his children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Whereas when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, no. His descendants are not appointed together with him, but he's appointed, and then there's a Din Yerusha afterwards, and when he dies, he gives it over. And that's the same way the Rashba understands Shliach Tzibur, that he is the Rush, he gives it over. Ubavnei Nezer, Sham Batshuva, that we keep quoting in Sifkat and Lamed Hei, he brings from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Simen Nun Gimel Sif Lamed Daled that the Rashba is coming lafuke she'im aminak she'im benoy koidem la'acher ve'asu kemin hogam. The Rashba is coming to preclude that if the minag is that his son does not precede others, then they should do according to their minhag. The reason the Rashba started with minhag is to tell you that if the minhag she'ein b'no kodem la'acher yasu k'minhagam, and they should follow their minhag. V'adin koteva avnei nezer v'day din emet. And that's true. The lo adif mi mekabel shliach tzibur lazman uvechlot hazman mekablim acher. Because it's no better than accepting a shliach tzibur for a specific amount of time, and then when the time is up, going on to somebody else. So if the minhag is that he doesn't continue, so then with the son, so then it was like you accepted him for a certain period of time, i.e., until he died, and then you get somebody else. Lichora, kavanata avnei nezer kmo she'amarnu. שבכהן גדול גם למוריש אין על זמן זה ומשמחי לך בזה ירושה. When it comes to a kohen gadol, the moirish doesn't have the time after he died, that goes on to someone else. So here also he doesn't have the time Shliach Tzibur after he dies, that's not his time anymore. And therefore somebody else can take the job. If that's not the minhag to pass it on, so then he only had it as long as he was alive. There in Sif Katan Ayin Tes, the Avnei Nezer says, based on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that we just mentioned, that in a place where there are no eik shalola hamid, proivim tachas harav, leka yirusha ela bivnova chatano, shalona agu shalola hamidan. Ulama shekatavti, kevan sheish yirusha bibno aresha itzel hamorish, eino lezman, vishuv lichora, ikadin yirusha lechol hakorvim. So the Avnei Nezer says, based on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that if the minhag is not to be mamid, krovim, in place of the Rav, there's only Yerusha with his son and his son-in-law, because they don't have a minhag not to appoint them. You can appoint the son and the son-in-law, but not everybody else. But based on what we said, since there's Yerusha Bibno, what that means is that by the Morish it's not Lizman. It's permanent. The fact that it's given to the son means that it was given to the Morish permanently. And if it was given to the Morish permanently, then there's a din Yerusha for all the Krovim. Lav Dafka for his son. Because the fact that there's Yerusha and his son shows that it wasn't given to him temporarily, it was given permanently. If it was given permanently, then it should be extended also to other Krovim as well. The Avnei Nezer says not like that. So you see the Avnei Nezer is not saying as we're explaining. Originally we thought maybe he was, because he says that the Shliach Tzibur only gets it as long as he's able to serve, and when he's not able to serve anymore, and someone else gets it if the minhag is not to appoint the child. Because that means the Morish doesn't have a schus beyond his lifetime, so he can't be Morish to others. But if he would have a schus beyond his lifetime, then he could be Morish to whoever he wants. Then the Avnei Nezer says that no, that if the minhag is not to appoint krovim, then you only give it to the son and son-in-law, because they don't have a minhag not to appoint them. But according to what we're saying, once you can appoint the son and son-in-law, it means that the appointment of the moirish is beyond his lifetime, so he should be able to give it to all krovim. See, Avnei Nezer is not saying like us. Lulei dvarav, kach nera kavanat ha-Rashba. The Rashba is telling us, like we said, that when if the minhag is to give it to the son, that means that it was it was a broad appointment. It wasn't only for the father, it was for the son as well. Meaning the father's chus extends to the son. And then when the father dies, then you appoint the son. It wasn't just an appointment of the father. It was meant to be passed on. So now we've reached that very desirous place of explaining the psukim, the various psukim about Yerusha that we started with in the first shir. And that, please God, is our avoda for the next time. So please stay tuned, and thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, b'li neder. We shall continue. Shalom.